I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. One of the leading causes of hunting accidents is failing to identify a target, that is, shooting people instead of animals. That's why current state law requires hunters to wear blaze orange during deer shotgun season. A new law will allow hunters to wear blaze pink. Ed Cross is with the Department of Natural Resources. He says these colors help hunters stand out.
Our hunters are taught to shoot at confirmed targets, but sometimes you see a little bit of movement and just a trigger reaction is to shoot. Sometimes that happens. But if we have somebody out there in blaze orange or now starting January 1st, blaze pink, it just creates a little bit more of a safer environment for our hunters.
Pink will not be permitted during the 2018 shotgun season, which starts November 16th. In other news, a program unveiled by the state treasurer's office aims to connect people with their unclaimed property. Anna Casey has more.
The Illinois Treasurer's Office has more than $2 billion in lost money and unclaimed property. Currently, a person has to initiate a claim to see if any of that unclaimed property, from things like unpaid life insurance benefits or forgotten bank accounts, is theirs. But that process will change under the state's new Money Match program. It automatically matches residents to lost money under $2,000. State Treasurer Michael Frerichs says that the new program allows his office to cross-reference their list of unclaimed property owners with the Illinois Department of Revenue's taxpayer list.
By doing that, we'll be able to identify Illinois residents that are owed unclaimed property and know where they live. The result is we'll just be able to mail them a check.
About 63,000 residents with unclaimed property will receive a letter in the mail this month, and then a check will be mailed within a few weeks. I'm Anna Casey.
Prospective jurors in the murder trial of the white Chicago police officer who killed black teenager Laquan McDonald will be given questionnaires when jury selection starts today. The judge sealed the questionnaires, but potential jury members most likely will be asked how closely they followed media coverage of the 2014 shooting and whether they saw dash cam video showing Officer Jason Van Dyke shooting the 17-year-old McDonald 16 times. Van Dyke has pleaded not guilty. His attorneys contend he feared for his life when he shot the teen who had a knife. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Total enrollment at SIU Carbondale has fallen below 13,000 students. The 10-day enrollment numbers released yesterday show 12,817 students are taking classes this fall. SIUC spokesperson Ray Goldsmith says there is good news. The average ACT score for the new students is 23.65, the highest in at least 20 years. She says that means students who are enrolled are ready to succeed.
We have strategically taken the step to make sure that all of the students we enroll are well prepared for success. So we have been more selective. We do believe as we attract stronger students, they will attract stronger students. Our retention rates will go up and our enrollment will grow.
Goldsmith says the nearly 12% decline in enrollment from last fall was expected and calls this a transition year. Meanwhile, SIU Edwardsville's enrollment, despite a 3.7% drop, now tops SIUC. At 13,281 students, Edwardsville has nearly 500 more students this fall for the first time. There's a special camp in southern Illinois dedicated to helping children with type 1 diabetes. It's called Camp Beta, which stands for Believe in Yourself, Empower Yourself, Talk and Act. It's scheduled for later this month at SIU's Touch of Nature Environmental Center. Camp Beta is for children aged 9 to 15 and will involve numerous activities like fishing, horseback riding, hiking, arts and crafts. The registration deadline for Camp Beta is this Friday. This summer was warmer and wetter than we usually see in Illinois. The state climatologist says the average temperature for June, July, and August was 75 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.